Hi, this is Pratik Oswal, founder and CEO of Glide Invest, and I welcome you to the Glide Invest podcast, which aims to make you a better investor one podcast at a time. Hello, everyone. So today's podcast is going to be about very interesting. It's about some of the personal finance mistakes that you could make in investing and how you can correct them. You know, I think everybody makes mistakes, but sometimes when you make mistakes in your personal finance, it can have a long-term implication to your entire wealth creation process. So this podcast is going to talk about some of these mistakes and, you know, how I think knowing is very important. You know, knowing is the basis of, you know, of making good decisions. So I think knowing what mistakes you can make, you know, can really help you in making sure that you personally don't make these mistakes on your personal finance journey. The first mistake is going to be about no emergency fund. You know, so we all always ask investors to have a small corpus, you know, in cash or in liquid funds, so that, you know, if you have some emergency, then you can rely on, you know, this, because we have seen that a lot of people end up taking loans or, you know, I think, you know, dipping into their financial investment, long-term investments, which are already saved for their goals, for these needs. Always make sure that you have an emergency fund. And do not over-invest in, you know, mutual funds or equity, because, you know, when there might be situations where you might need money. So very important, you know, to have an emergency fund. The second mistake that most people make is they tend to live beyond their means. You know, so a lot of people have credit cards, you know, they end up traveling a lot, they, you know, buy things on EMIs. We really believe that, you know, living beyond means is really bad in the long term, because it does, you know, I think affect your investments. But also what happens is that over time, you'll see that again, you know, if an emergency comes on, or if you end up having a job loss, then it can really hurt you in the very long run. So ensure that, you know, you do budgeting. And, you know, there is a very simple method of 50-30-20, which is basically, you know, an individual can spend approximately 50% of their monthly income on needs, 30 on wants, and 20 for savings and investments. So when you do your budgeting, make sure that, you know, if you have some spending, it goes in that 50%. As your income increases, make sure that the 50% goes down to 40, even 30%, so that you have more of this money, you know, that you can spend on savings and investments, which is great for your future. Third mistake is buying life insurance for investment rather than protection. You know, today, if you look at life investment, most people tend to buy life investments for more investment purposes, you know, something called ULIPs, you know, which I think is a very bad reason to buy life insurance, because, you know, these products tend to have very high charges and investors do not know about these charges. So very important when you're buying insurance, make sure you do it for protection in case something happens to you, and not based on, you know, I think high returns, which will be sold to you by many, many life insurance companies. So very important, I think, about in life insurance. The fourth mistake that we'll talk about is no health insurance. I think a lot of self-employed and professional business persons, you know, who do not have a salary tend to not have health insurance. You know, if you are salary, there's a good chance that your company is covering it. But if you're not, then, you know, health insurance is extremely important, because, you know, it really helps you know, you mitigate some of the emergencies that may happen in your life. Health insurance can be not very expensive, so, you know, definitely it's a big mistake, and most people should have some sort of health insurance to protect themselves as well as their families. The fifth mistake, and this is a very important one, is that people tend to have surplus in terms of money, and they tend to save it but not invest it. You know, this is very important. You know, saving is a good habit, but unfortunately, saving your money or putting it in a savings account is actually very bad, because, you know, inflation tends to be a lot more than what you make on a savings bank account. So, you know, you are at the risk of, you know, losing your spending power over time by saving and not investing. It's very important that all investors, you know, save, but most of the money should go into long-term investments, and equity should be a huge part of it, because, you know, that can really help you, you know, really make more than inflation and increase your wealth and also purchasing power over time. Mistake number six is fulfilling wants with loans. You know, we talked about the fact that you should have about 30 to 40% of your spending on, say, wants. But a lot of people tend to, you know, splurge on vacations, you know, buying the iPhone. And I think this is not a very good thing to do, because it might hurt you in the long run. you might be burdened by too many EMIs, you know, which can really, you know, have a big toll on your mental, you know, abilities, and also, you know, it might put you into a very bad situation. So the best is to, you know, not really have EMIs, and even if you're having an EMI, make sure that even if, you know, you have a you know, some sort of financial emergency, you are able to pay those out relatively in an easy way. The seventh mistake is excessive using of credit cards. You know, credit cards are great because, you know, they're very easy to buy stuff, buy things, vacations, gadgets with credit cards. But it's important that, you know, you end up paying it, because credit cards have some of the most highest interest rates, you know, from 30% to 45%. So make sure that, you know, you are checking about how much you're making on how much you're spending on your credit card. I think it's extremely important for you to, you know, have a sort of budget that you take account for in your credit cards. The other mistakes that you could have is not taking professional help. You know, if you don't understand your taxes or your investments, make sure that, you know, you go out there and take professional help. You know, sometimes it's really important for you to, you know, take professional help to avoid certain mistakes, especially when it comes to, you know, saving tax and making the most of your asset allocation or your investments. The eighth mistake is, and this is again to do with investments, is to pause or redeem your investments midway. Very important, unless there's a very bad emergency, you should never sell your investments prematurely. You should never, you know, think about your investment. You should never time the markets. You should not pause it thinking that markets might go down or go up. No one can predict these things. It's important to keep your investments going month over month. That is the best way of investing. I don't think there's any better way of investing apart from the fact that, you know, you have to invest month over month. Investment should be like a paycheck. You know, it should go in month over month. Living paycheck to paycheck is also something which, you know, is not a great it's not a great thing to do. Obviously, if you're starting out a career, it's understandable. But as I would say grow, and, you know, as time flows on, it's important to, you know, I would say have some savings, have a backup, because I think it's very important. Ninth mistake is, you know, random investments. Do not invest in financial plans or financial goals or products which you don't understand, you know, which have excessive risk. So make sure that you understand what you're investing in, what are the risks involved with what you're investing in, and make sure that you're okay with taking those risks when it comes to those investments. So that's about it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. See you in the next one. You can listen to us out here or check out our website, www.glideinvest.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter on @GlideInvest. If you want to reach out to me, then I'm at @PratikOswal88 on Twitter. Cheers and happy investing. See you guys next week.